Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing dumper feelings pre-breakup. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing dumper feelings pre-breakup. So I would like you to type into the comments what you believe your ex felt pre-breakup. Let me know what you thought just before that breakup took place. What do you feel in hindsight that your ex was feeling? Type it in the comments and let me know. So if you are listening to this podcast on a dedicated podcasting platform, then what I suggest you do is to go onto YouTube and to search my name, Vincent Boss, VincentBoss. Type Vincent Boss, search out my YouTube channel, subscribe and ring that bell for notifications. The reason I'm saying this is that I have a rather large following on dedicated podcasting platforms, which is fantastic and I really appreciate it. However, you are missing out on content. I upload more content to my YouTube channel than I do on dedicated podcasting platforms. And as I've just suggested there, I'm encouraging people to type into the comments. And I'm talking about the YouTube comments. So if you would like to get involved in this, and you are somebody who ordinarily listens to me on a dedicated podcasting platform, I really appreciate that. But my suggestion is you also subscribe to me on YouTube so you can get involved and be part of a community, commenting, listening to other content, but I only upload to YouTube, and just getting involved in a more thorough way. So once you've typed this comment into YouTube, once you've let me know about what you believe the feelings were that your ex felt just before the breakup, I want you to now listen through the rest of today's podcast and see if it fits the main elements that I have learned by speaking to dumpers. So I've spoken to many dumpers and tried to correlate the three most likely feelings that dumpers are feeling pre-breakup. So it'll be a great way to try to compare whether what you believe your ex was feeling is similar to what dumpers have actually told me. Now, of course, this is still generalized. I've spoke to many dumpers, but this is not every single dumper. And I am having to generalize by taking the average and understanding the most common elements. So this isn't going to be every single person, but I would believe it's a good snapshot into the mentality of a dumper and what they are feeling pre-breakup. So let's get into this. And these are the three most likely feelings that a dumper is experiencing pre-breakup. And number one is guilt. So most dumpers do not want to hurt their dumpee. Most dumpers don't want to cause the pain and the anguish that they know is likely to occur once they implement the breakup. Dumpers in general aren't daft, you know, they're not silly, they're not naive enough to think that this isn't going to cause pain, but it doesn't mean that they want to. In most instances, they certainly don't want to cause the pain. And it's basically the feeling that they don't really want to do it. You know, it's the guilt feeling of I don't really want to do this, but I don't feel I have a choice, so to speak. So for that reason, the guilt can really play on a dumper's mind. Now, a dumper becomes a dumper when the level of romantic emotional attraction that they feel for their partner plummets to a certain low point. Now, this is likely to slowly go down over time, although in certain instances, it can shoot down quickly. That's mainly due to a potential action that has taken place within the relationship. But I digress. There is different reasons, of course, to why a breakup might happen, but the guilt is the same. So whether or not this has been something which has been playing on their mind slowly and growing and kind of gaining pace like a snowball rolling down a mountain, getting larger and larger and larger. Whether it is that effect or whether it was something a little bit more sudden, the guilt is the same. Most dumpers do not want to hurt their former partner. They don't want to hurt the dumpy. And the guilt of what they are about to do really, really plays on their mind. You know, most dumpers I've spoke to had this as a very major feeling that they can remember strongly pre-breakup that was really on their mind. That feeling of guilt, I don't really want to do this. I don't want to do this, but I don't feel I have a choice. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to proceed. So let's get into point number two. And the second most common feeling that a dumper has pre-breakup is hope. And this links into guilt, because the guilt is, I don't really want to do this, but I feel I have to. And hope is the feeling that they hope they are doing the right thing, and that after they have done it, things will become more positive for them, and they will move into a happier state of mind. So it links in very, very much so with that first one, because as I said, the guilt is, I don't really want to do this, I kind of don't want to do this. Is, you know, is there another way of not doing this? But the hope is that if I do this, it will be because I'm presenting myself with a better future. So a dumper is making this decision because they don't feel that the relationship is working for them, and they don't believe the relationship is going to work for them long term. They just don't believe there is a future within it. So they are believing pre-breakup, they have this feeling of hope, a hopeful feeling that although this is going to cause pain, and although they're feeling very guilty, that if they do this, this is going to be the best possible solution. And it's not just for them, you know, the hope is also that they feel that once the breakup has happened and they are moving forward with their life, that the dumpy will also be able to move forward with their life and meet somebody who can satisfy their needs better. So this hope feeling for point number two is actually for both people. It is for themselves as well, you know. There is that feeling of I hope that I will be able to feel better within myself because I don't feel happy right now. I don't feel like there is a future. And I believe that if I do this, I'm really, really hopeful that I will feel happier. However, it's not just about the dumper. They're also thinking this will allow the dumpy to get into a position at some point where they meet somebody who really can give them what they need, so to speak. So whatever the reason is for the breakup, the dumper is feeling that they're not the right person for the dumpy, certainly at this moment in time in their mind. And therefore, they are believing that the dumpy deserves happiness. And therefore, they are hopeful that by implementing the breakup, the dumpy will find somebody who is a better fit for them. Because at this moment in time, the dumper does not feel that they are the correct fit. So you got to consider that this is how dumpers are feeling at the time. Everybody expresses feelings of how they feel at this moment. This is how they feel at the time. And it doesn't necessarily mean this is how people will feel forever. That's why many people who are dumpies can one day in the future get their ex back if that's something that they wish to do. You know, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. But if you do everything right, then you stand an excellent opportunity of one day hearing from your ex again and potentially regrowing your connection. So feelings are feelings at that time. And even though the dumper at this moment believes that the best thing for them to do is to end the relationship so they can be happier and so the dumpy can be happier, this doesn't necessarily mean in the future this is how they will feel. You know, they could easily have a change of heart dependent on circumstances, how the aftermath of a breakup took place, how the dumpy behaves, and all of the other things that I speak about in many other podcasts. Please make sure you subscribe and ring the bell for notifications so you are notified when I upload my content. So let's now move into point number three. And the third most common feeling that I've been told about via dumpers about what they're feeling pre-breakup, and that is resentment. So there is a feeling of resentment from a dumper that they feel, you know, I've been put into this position and I don't want to be. And this can be kind of linked into point number one again, whereas it's the guilt, you know, the dumper in most instances does not want to hurt the dumpy. So it's the resentment of feeling that they're going to hurt them and they're going to go through this difficult time. And it's a feeling that they don't want to be doing this, but they have to do this. And they're almost frustrated. They're almost angry. They're feeling resentment that they're in this position. Some dumpers will actually be feeling kind of frustrated that the dumpee has caused the breakup in their mind. You know, the dumper is thinking, I'm really frustrated, I'm going to have to do this. You know, we got into this relationship, I was happy, I was confident it was going somewhere. Things haven't worked out, you know, and in the dumper's mind at this time, some dumpers will be blaming the dumpee. They will be thinking, you know, I just wish my ex, you know, I just wish the dumpee to be, so to speak, is somebody who was going to be able to proceed with a relationship in a way that I believe is possible for it to continue into the future. Because a dumper is ending the relationship because the level of romantic emotional attraction has dropped so far, they just don't see a future in this relationship. And they are resenting the fact that the dumpee in their mind has ruined the relationship. In their mind, dumpee behaviour, whether it is to do with growth, whether it's to do with an action, they believe that the dumpee has caused some type of situation and scenario where the dumper no longer feels the relationship can continue. And therefore, the resentment is there because they don't want to do this. You know, they don't want to be the bad person. They don't want to be the bad guy. You know, they don't want to be the bad man. They don't want to be the bad woman. They don't want to be that person who causes pain. And, you know, they don't want the hassle, so to speak, of ending a relationship, of going through a breakup, of going through all of those negative emotions, of maybe splitting friendship groups, maybe having to move house, maybe causing a real divide. You know, they feel resentment that they're going to have to be that bad person, in inverted commas, because in their mind, in their perspective, they don't believe they've done anything wrong. And they feel that the dumpee has kind of created this situation. And yet the bad behavior is going to have to be on them because they don't want to do this. They don't want to cause pain. They don't want to cause hassle. They don't want to cause stress. They don't want to cause bad feeling. And in most instances, they wanted the relationship to continue up until when they felt it was impossible. So that feeling of resentment often resides within a dumper's mind pre-breakup. And that is something which can really cause them distress just before they make this decision and implement their action. So if you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now. Thank you.